Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Views, the podcast where Jason's feet smell so bad we had him slip on some shoes. Earlier, actually, I was sitting in my room with Natalie, and Jason was on the other side of the room. And Natalie looks at me like in disgust, and she smells my feet, and she goes, "Oh, it's not you." And then she turns, and she sees Jason about 40 feet away. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, it was him." Which is kind of sad. But it's a good start to the show.
Well, listen, I'm working hard, okay?
I don't know what that means.
Listen, I was going to go change my shoes, but Todd's
You have got to stop blaming your body odor on how hard you work.
Todd,
that is not a good way of measuring.
I had to come here, and I took care of my kids all day. What'd you do all day? Sat, looked at Instagram in your room.
Did you smell that guy? He's a hard worker.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a weird way to equate how hard you're working.
Todd's all right. Mom was over and I didn't want to have an interaction.
Let's just roll the intro music.
Where I was the old guy.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. This is David and Jason. We're doing the Views podcast because we do this. I actually have another story about Natalie that I want to start off with. Natalie, come here real quick. So, I want you guys to share the mic because I want your feedback on this. This is like the best example of what kind of a person Natalie is. Like the best.
Fuck.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea, but I know it's not going to be good.
Natalie's smart. She's a smart girl, but sometimes she has
shit. Okay, now I know.
Sometimes she just has like a boop. Like sometimes things just turn off in her head. And we were pulling into the driveway. I just recently got a Ferrari, which is great. We'll talk about that. We were pulling into the driveway, and I wanted to pull it into the garage, right? Because I didn't want to leave it outside, but I didn't have the garage clicker. So I'm like, "Natalie, can you go open the garage for me?" So she goes into her car because that's where the clicker is, and she couldn't find the clicker in the car. She's like, "It's in the house." I'm like, "That's fine. Just go get it from the house so you can open the garage so I can
garage." Just keep in mind he wasn't saying it as calmly as he's saying it right now.
Well, because she stopped searching her car and she's like, "It's not in here." And I'm like, "Just go inside." And she's like, "Okay." She goes inside. And I'm sitting in the car, and I'm waiting. And like a good 2 minutes pass by, and I'm like, and the garage still isn't open. I'm like, what could possibly be taking so long? She's in the house because the door was unlocked. We left it unlocked. So I'm like, what's taking so long? And then I get a text from her saying, "I can't find the clicker. Just park on the street." And I'm like, what? I responded, "Are you on crack? Just open the garage." She was already in the house, and she spent literally 7 minutes looking for the clicker inside the house when she could have just walked to the garage and opened it.
And this is the person running your business.
I thought it's so funny because it's like such a small like error, but it's like Natalie's, she's really smart. Like, I'll give that to her. She's a smart girl. But she'll always have it'll always feel like sometimes her brain skips like one thing throughout the day. But yeah.
That whole day was like kind of like, it was post Coachella. I was like feeling a little down.
Yeah.
On my sharpest
did point. Anything else happen
that
day?
Feeling down?
No, just like run down. Mentally run down.
Did anything exhausted. Else happen that day? I feel like there was like other things where you were just like skipping out on. What was it?
Oh, there was a lot of things that I just like.
Yeah, it was a slow day for Natalie.
Yeah.
You had beer brain.
I actually was completely sober the whole weekend at Coachella.
Yeah, right.
Never mind.
If any brands are listening, she was completely sober. If her friends from fucking back home aren't, yo, Natalie got turned.
Anyway.
The other day was great. Natalie went to go pick up vegetables and fruits. Every single one was either moldy and like just destroyed, just like completely like it almost looked like she went to the grocery store and she went, fuck David.
Which is me half the time in the grocery store.
It literally was like she was trying to poison me. It's like she went to Ralph's and she's like, I love all the vegetables that are here on this aisle and this rack. Can I go to the back room and find the vegetables that you were about to throw out? It was bad. And then she came and I'm like, and then I sent her back the next day to get new vegetables. And she sent me a picture of the rack. She's like, look at what I'm dealing with here. There was only like four peppers.
There was literally four red peppers. And I was like, this is what I'm choosing from. All the shitty red peppers at 11 p.m. when you send me to the damn grocery store.
Blaming it on the grocery store. But yeah, okay, thank you, Natalie. Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye.
Let's be better this week, okay?
Natalie Maraduana, everybody.
Maraduana.
Natalie Maraduana. How was your weekend, David?
Fuck off. Could you imagine a podcast where I don't care to talk to Jason?
Do it this one. Just do it.
Just the entire podcast? Yeah. Just, I don't give a fuck. No, the weekend was good. We did Coachella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part about Coachella was the volleyball game that we played at the house. That was really nice.
It was fun.
You and Jeff were playing. I saw all the young people out there, and I was like, oh, man, I really want to play. And then I got invited to play by you and Jeff, the two coolest members of the Vlog Squad. So I was really excited about it.
Thank you.
And we started the game, and David served first, and the first thing out of his mouth was, hey, look alive, fat fuck. That killed me. I laughed about that for 4 days after. I was like, all right, here we go. And then, because we were playing for $300,
sure,
which was super exciting. And then we had like a good team. We had a good thing going.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And listen, in the future, this is where you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
The last game, we played three games, and then they go play to 11 or 15. When I'm on the team, you go to 11. That is this little secret.
You got tired because we went to 15.
You got tired.
I didn't get tired.
Two, you were tired. Oh, most not definitely. Possible. I've seen your athleticism. And there is a running theme in basketball or anything. You get tired.
Yesterday we had...
And your level of excellence drops.
Yesterday I went to a charity dodgeball game.
Mm.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was fun.
I went there. My friend Benny invited me. Benny Blanco, who's a musician.
Yeah.
So like I invited...
Hang on, here's his name. Pick it up.
So I invited Jason. And I was like, I was fully in the mindset. I'm like, oh, it's just going to be a bunch of like musicians or like art people that like don't really know, you know, like dodgeball for fun. And then we got there and it was like there was professional dodgeball players there that were throwing the ball like 80 miles per hour.
Yeah. And then there were some unprofessional people that were just like screaming and yelling at the ref. Did you see that?
Yeah.
There was actually a shoving match at the charity game.
I mean, I get it.
You do?
You want to win.
Okay.
Especially if it's for charity.
I think when you get older, you'll realize how
silly nothing
that
matters. I understand that you think nothing matters, but I don't know if I want that outlook on life necessarily.
Great. Well, let's start fist fights at
at church.
Yeah.
No, I know you're right. I was yeah. No, Coachella was fun. I didn't consume anything. I didn't have a sip of alcohol.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I mean, no, I never do. So I don't know what it's
yeah,
like.
You never drink.
Like I overcame something.
People always ask me that. I was like, David, want to come down? David, want to party? I'm like, David doesn't party. They're like, come on.
Seriously. I hate that.
Because they see your videos.
Yeah.
So they think you're wasted.
Oh, interesting. I hate when I'm like at Coachella and someone goes, come on, like leave your camera here. Just have a good time. You don't have to shoot anything.
Right.
And I go, this is my good time.
Yeah.
Like I'm having fun. Like people are worried about my like. About me, like, they're like, everybody's having fun except you. You're filming. And I'm like, no, trust me. I'm literally having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
That's like, let me film.
That's like when people go, have a drink. And you go, I don't like to drink.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me. But drink, it's the worst.
I think I do that to you all the time.
Yeah. And you don't even drink.
Yeah.
But I know why you do it. I'm talking about the alcoholics that we know.
Oh, okay.
Who are like, because.
Todd, Jeff, Zane, Scott. Well, not Jeff, but yeah.
Jeff. But I hate that. I wish I did enjoy alcohol. Hey, you know, my trainer quit.
You're telling me you've genuinely actually had a trainer for the last couple months?
Yeah, I have.
He didn't quit months ago. He just recently quit?
Yeah, he just recently quit.
Bullshit.
Bro, I've lost weight. People are actually saying it. Hey, you know what
bummed
me out?
People are actually saying it.
People said it. Look at the comments in the video. You know what bummed me out?
Right.
People go, it's pretty clear that Jason was upset that David didn't go to his live show. I was like, I'm not fucking upset.
I hate that.
And then someone responded, and they go, I think David has done quite enough for Jason. That was fun.
We were talking about your live show and how I never showed up.
Can you kick a ball in volleyball or not?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, screw it.
Are you texting someone on the side during our podcast?
Did Charlie Puth?
Hey, this person's just like what?
Has Charlie Puth or Benny Blanco called about me at all?
Actually, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
They haven't wanted me to come on a track.
They haven't reached out at all.
Oh, that's weird. Charlie
texted me the other day, actually. He just said, I was at Jones on 3rd, and I just scared the fuck out of someone thinking it was you. And I was like, what did you do? And he's like, I came right up behind him and I went, that's a C-sharp! and just yelled. C-sharp's not a thing. I don't know why I said that. And yeah, he scared someone. And then he had to explain to them why he was scaring them. This is really funny.
I thought you were my friend who made a video about my perfect pitch. Anyway, enjoy your couscous.
Exactly. My friend Ilya owns a plumbing company.
Yeah.
And it's like really picking up speed. And his biggest client that like services, like that asks him to service like the most of the locations, like over 100 locations or something. Not over 100, but like a bunch of locations. Texted him in the morning, and Ilya woke up to like 5 texts saying, I just found Ilya's best moments on YouTube. And this is like a business guy, right? He's probably like 45 years old. Yeah. And he had no idea that Ilya's part-time job is getting fucked up on my channel. And Ilya just responded, oh boy. And the guy responds, that is some of the funniest shit I have ever seen. and then keep sending him more links to different videos. And he goes, I love this part. And then he goes, oh my God, can't believe you got a black eye here. And it could have been really bad. Ilya could have literally fucking lost that client.
So it's helping business.
No, he still doesn't think it's helping. He definitely thinks it's hurting.
People, the principal at Wyatt School sends me best moments from your vlog all the time.
Does he really?
No.
That's fucking scary. Jace, you ever buy something online to find out later you missed a discount? I don't overspend anymore, thanks to Honey. Honey's a free browser add-on that finds me the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deal to my cart at checkout. Honey finds discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites. With Honey, I don't worry about missing a deal. I just shop like normal. Honey handles the rest.
Do you know I buy everything on Amazon, and my Honey is linked into my Amazon now.
And it just saves you...
Like, I bought cucumbers the other day, and it saved me 51 cents.
It's incredible. It automatically finds coupons for the website you're using. It's genuinely a no-brainer, and it's free to download. There isn't actually a reason not to do it. Genuinely no reason. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just 2 clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/views. That's joinhoney.com/views. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online. Thanks, Honey. We love you guys.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The other day I had my first,
orgasm?
No. I had a voice.
Congrats, man.
Thanks.
Just by yourself.
By myself. I didn't know I could do it.
Good job. How do you feel?
It was insane. I remember the first time I did masturbate, and I found out that something, fuck it, I don't want to get into that. But I do remember. Well,
we do need a title.
I mean, I remember, I can't get, that's too gross.
Talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about me coming for the first time.
You just say you masturbated. You don't have to use the word come.
I just did. No. okay, so.
Was it your dad?
No, it's just fuck off. Okay, so it was, I had my first voice thing. I was I was an animated thing in something that I don't know if I should talk about.
Do you know how to speak at all?
I did a thing with a voice. The man pay me to come in cartoon.
And let me fill it in. David was hired to do some voiceover work.
Yeah. So I was playing like a cartoon and something, and And this was my first time like being in a booth and recording my voice for something. I thought it was so, so cool.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It was so easy. Yeah. And he like made me go through like different, oh my God, it was the best. Like that's what I want to do. And I looked up, I was, this is
you
crazy.
You want to be a voice actor.
Oh my God, I love it.
Stop doing all this.
You know how much money they make? I looked up.
Not as much as you.
Just wait. I looked up Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
How much she made per episode. I know this is the biggest show in the world. Like one of the biggest shows. But on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Don't guess. But I hate when people guess because they'll overguess.
I wasn't going to. Oh,
okay. But
$60 million an episode.
Fuck.
No, 60,000.
No. But yeah. So she'd come in 20 minutes a day. I mean, probably like an hour a day.
Sure.
And each episode, Jace, $175,000 to $225,000 she would make for an episode of Family Guy. That is fucking insane.
Yeah, and she's the sister, so you got to think there's probably like 20 lines. Yeah. Some episodes, 5 lines.
10, 15 lines. Yeah. And she maybe does every line 3 times.
Right.
And she comes in. She can come in her PJs. Doesn't have to look presentable at all. Like no hair and makeup.
Did you go in your PJs?
Yeah, basically.
No
hair.
Everywhere in your PJs.
Jace, no hair and makeup at all. Wait. Nothing. You come in. You talk. And she's not even playing like a foreign character. She's playing Mila Kunis. Like, it's her own voice.
Yeah, but that's because Mila Kunis is a movie star.
No,
that's why she gets paid that much.
Oh, I know. I'm not taking it away from her. I'm just saying it's, like, the best job ever.
Sure.
Like $175,000 for an episode of Family Guy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Plus residuals.
That's the goal. That's where I want to be. So, future David, if you're listening to this and you're a voiceover actor, congratulations.
Were you nervous?
No. Dude,
how many lines did you have?
I didn't have a ton. I think I had like 20, but they were like part of a group. Like my voice was with a lot of voices, so you wouldn't even really hear me.
Sure. Did you memorize it or did you read?
No, I was reading them.
Good.
And then I memorized them, like because I was saying. But it was so fun because like I had, oh God, it was so fun. I felt at home when I was doing it. I felt so good.
What did the director say?
No, he was giddy and happy about it.
Did he say good job?
Yeah, yeah, he said I did a good job.
He said you were a natural.
I literally, after I did it, I went to the director and I said, please have me back for more. As if like I was begging for food. I was like, please, please bring me back because I loved it so much.
Oh, good.
I don't know what
you
it was.
You love everything, though.
I don't know. I love like.
You could have went to like watch a beheading and you'd be like, it was pretty fucking cool. I mean, I knew you were going to that, and there's no way I wouldn't expect you to be like, that was fucking dope.
No, it was fun.
It is fun. I've done it, actually. I've done a little VO work in my time. I don't know if you want to hear about
it. You know what's great about it, too?
It's not.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay.
No, I don't have anything interesting. Oh. But
what's great about it is like.
Oh,
like,
I did The Simpsons once.
Oh, you were a voice on The Simpsons?
The Boston episode. I had a few lines, yeah. Whoa. That was cool.
Give me one of your lines.
I don't remember, but it was something like, you know.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was something like, I'm a Mark Wahlberg fan. It was something like that.
Wow, you're on The Simpsons?
It's the Boston episode. I don't remember the lines. So if you guys want to
Do you remember
it,
what your character was?
It was literally like Boston Dude.
That is so cool.
I filled in as Homer. It wasn't like that.
Oh, no, that's even cooler. You had your own character.
Boston guy number one.
That's so sick. I would have gotten that framed. Did you get it framed?
No, I didn't even watch it.
What? You're a voice on The Simpsons? Someone find this fucking thing.
I still get checks.
Really?
I got a check the other day. $17.
Wait, that's actually crazy.
Residuals are cool. Like you'll probably get residuals from what you did. And you'll be like, oh, that's weird. I just got a check for $500.
For doing that. Yeah, that's nothing. Crazy.
And Mila Kunis, her residuals are crazy, I'm sure. That plays in so many
countries. Doesn't the Friends cast make $1 million a month off residuals?
Maybe, yeah.
I heard it was around there.
Have you ever been in another country and seen Friends? Oh, right, you haven't. One time I went to France and I was like, and Friends was on all day long. And I was like, wow. I was like, that's some money.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, it's just playing in France. It's like,
that's called syndication, right?
Syndication.
When they play it in different countries and different languages. And then the actors make a lot more money off. That's so fucking cool
like,
to me.
That's why a TV show, if it can get to like 80 or 100 episodes, that's like the goal.
Which you can't really do anymore. Because of like Netflix and Amazon, there's not really syndication.
I don't know. I can't remember the last one. But like Big Bang went into syndication. Two Broke Girls went into syndication.
When you go into syndication, is it like a big party? Does everyone just explode?
I've never been a part of that, but maybe. But everyone makes money. I know that.
Like, do you get a call from like your agent? And you're like, guess fucking what? We're going to Nobu tonight because it's syndicated.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I've never had any success in Hollywood, so I wouldn't know, be able to answer that question. But possibly, David, yes, they would go to Nobu.
Fair enough.
Sick, dude.
Fair enough.
Real quick, guys, go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jason Nash Comedy. Thanks.
Joe, you better cut that out.
Also, I'll be in San Jose April 28th.
You know the drill, Joe.
Another edit for Joe. Maybe Joe will miss it. Also, I love you, Wyatt and Charlie.
Joe, fucking do something with that one.
I'm sad today, man.
Why?
Man, I almost couldn't do the podcast today. I was crying like an hour ago.
You're fucking with me.
I cry every time I leave my kids' house. I pull over on their like street, their second street over, I'm like, and I sit
I'm
there
like
and
starting
cry.
To tear up. I don't know why that makes me so sad.
I start to cry.
Why?
Because it's fucking spring break.
Wait, okay, be serious.
I am. It was spring break, and they are going to Santa Ynez with their mom. And her new boyfriend.
Ah, that's there it is. There it
and
is.
And they're leaving. It's Thursday. Today's Wednesday. They're leaving tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're going to be gone.
Chase, why do you cry? Oh, that's not a big deal. Where are your kids? Oh, they're with their mother and the new boyfriend.
And it's just like.
Is that what it is? Is it the new boyfriend?
It's not the new boyfriend at all. I don't care at all. I just like. Uh-huh. I used to go to that house. I used to hang out with them on the weekends. But then I have this podcast to do too. Which I fucking resent, you guys. No. but like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I know that like, I'm really lucky to have this job. And like, I couldn't take them away because I have to be here doing this.
Sure.
And I love doing this. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, I,
you
when,
see
when
your
I was
kids.
Broke, I used to fucking see them all the time. When I had no job, I spent every minute with them. And now I'm like, and what am I going to do all weekend? What am I fucking going to do? I'm by myself. I literally, I'm sitting in that house. I got nothing to do. Maybe you'll fucking call me and we'll have like one thing to do, maybe one night. And it won't be fun because I'm 40 fucking five and everyone you hang out with is 21 and I have nothing to say to them. I was at Coachella. I was standing next to people that I thought I was standing next to Charlie and Wyatt. I swear to God. I saw some of these people. I was like, they were like, yeah, I'm friends with David. I'm like, are you fucking 14? David, I was so out of my element at Coachella. I was just like, I can't be here.
Really?
I mean, obviously, like, hanging out with you and Jeff and Scott and Todd and Zane. And like, that's
a pleasure. You did leave early.
Yeah, I just left. I was just, also, Jeff was working me out every day and I was so tired. One day I walked 10 miles and I ran two. Like, And then Ilya and I, we tried to get out of there. We had to walk 3 miles. Sitting.
Why don't you like Coachella? What is it? What is it about? Is it just too many?
Just too old.
Too many young people.
Too many young people. What there weren't even like 30-year-olds there. I'm 45.
Yeah, you're right. It was all like 20.
Also, I've seen one dude there like 3 years in a row, and he's always on Molly, and it was hilarious.
You've seen the same dude?
Every time I see him, he's like, what's up, Nash? I'm like, hey, man. He's like, yo, I'm rolling. I'm like, do you do Molly every day? Because I've seen you 3 years in a row. I don't hang out with you.
What's up, Nash?
Yeah.
I ran into Paris Hilton at Coachella.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
I just stalked her for three hours.
Finally mustered up the courage to say
no,
hi.
No, I walked right by her and I was like, hi, Paris. I fucking love you so much.
Is that what she said?
And yeah, and she like grabbed me and she goes, thank you. Like, it was the fucking kindest thing I've ever seen. Wow. She like stopped and she's like, thank you. She gave me like the longest hug, like a 4 second hug. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this woman is the nicest person I've ever met. Oh. Yeah, I was like, it made me feel. And then I left and I was like, oh my God, that was like my mom. Like, it felt so good. Why is my hand so shaky? Have you noticed that?
I mean, you probably
have you noticed
around my comedy.
It's shaky a little bit, right? Well, what's going on?
Is I've done a lot more comedy than you, David. There's no need for you to be nervous.
you think I'm nervous?
I respect you. I think you're funny, man. I do. Give me some good advice for once, dog.
What do you need help with?
How do I like wrap my head around like not seeing them for 5 days and feeling shitty about it?
You need a puppy.
You would hate that. We've been through this. You would hate if I had a puppy. Then I wouldn't be available to you. I wouldn't be at your disposal.
Never mind.
I mean, yeah, let's get a puppy. Great. That'll take care of the next 5 days for sure.
No.
Fine.
What do you need help with?
I don't know. I was expecting some kind of like nice thing that you would say. I'm obviously struggling here.
Okay, I'm here. I'm here to help.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so your problem is your kids don't love you? Was that what I honestly spaced out.
Listen.
No, I'm kidding.
I said.
Okay. So you want to spend more time with them, but you can't balance work and being a family man.
No, they're just
I think you just, I think.
That tone is so belittling.
You can't have a.
This is a 45-year-old problem. I'm 22, and I'm about to fucking jump in my Ferrari in about 10 minutes and never see this douchebag again.
No. But it just sounds like a typical, like, father growing apart from his kid situation.
What a horrible thing to say. Growing apart.
They're getting
older. You are the worst. You are the worst fucking person to talk to about any problems.
I've never. No, I'm good. I'm good with problems.
You only fucking care about yourself.
I'm good with problems.
What?
I'm so good with problems.
You are so not good with problems. Not other people's problems. You're good with your own because you fucking talk about your problems.
We
sit around and we solve your problems all fucking day long.
We can literally.
Oh, should I go film with Kylie or should I go film with Kendall?
Fucking. Well, you know what?
That's never been a problem.
Huh?
No, we can. No.
You have rich people problems. That's you, Al.
No, I don't. No, okay. What's your problem?
I told you. They're gone for 5 days, and I feel shitty about it, and I feel like crying. I was crying in the car.
So, okay. That sucks. I don't know. Like, that's a problem that you can't fix. You get that? Like, you can't fix that problem.
That's stupid.
They're fucking gone. They're gone. They will be back, and then you can spend time with them again. But for
they're going into school. They go back to school on Monday. It's their break. I should have taken them to Hawaii.
Jason, you just hung out with them for 3 days. You took them to different places. You're fine.
Where did I take them?
Huh?
Where did I take them?
You went to some animal sanctuary. You went to Disneyland.
Okay, good. You are listening.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just because I'm listening does not mean I care. No. But you're too hard on yourself. You hang out with them enough. Trust me. Honestly, it may hurt them in the future how much you hang out with them when they have to grow up and be on their own because you hang out with them. Wait, my parents were together and I didn't hang out with my parents as much as you hang out with your kids. And you guys are divorced. It makes no sense. You're totally fine. Give them a break for five. They're kids.
Thanks, David.
Okay. Now fucking fuck off.
And this has been another Heart to Heart with David and Jason. This girl at Disneyland the other day, she really pissed me off. I was getting off a ride and then she goes, "Hey, Jason," like that. And I go, "Oh, hey." And she goes, "I'm a fan of David's." She goes, "I'm a fan of David's. I know you hate when people say that." Like that. And I was like, "No, I don't. You could be a fan of David's. David's great." Like, the hell was that? She got it all wrong.
No, I mean, you know what that she's like saying, like, ah, fuck it.
I know what she's saying.
You just like getting mad at people.
I love it. I'm so cantankerous.
You are so old and grouchy.
This girl,
if you had a front lawn and a lawn chair, you'd be sitting on it yelling at kids.
Get the fuck out of here.
You should be watching Views more. Listen to the podcast, stupid.
Hey, guys, if you ever need tickets for anything, literally anything, make sure to check out our sponsor, SeatGeek. You guys know SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best place to buy tickets to literally anything. With more than 50,000 five-star reviews in the App Store, SeatGeek is focused on making your experience as easy as possible. SeatGeek pulls in millions of tickets from all over the web, rates each deal on a scale of 1 to 10, and displays them on an interactive seat map so it's simple to find what you're looking for. Green dots are good deals, and red dots are overpriced. Best of all, our listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Lastly, of course, SeatGeek supports our show, so go support them because they support us. Use our promo code VIEWS for $10 off on your first purchase. You can use that for concert tickets, sports, comedy, whatever you want. Remember, that's promo code VIEWS for $10 off on your first purchase. I love SeatGeek. I've been working with SeatGeek for a while. Mm. Within the last year, we've surprised 10 people with cars with some help from SeatGeek, and they helped pay for half of my Ferrari that I recently purchased. So I do genuinely, I love SeatGeek. I love the people there. I love the fact that they support being creative and the whole vision behind that. So I think they're really cool people. And I have a Ferrari that's in my garage, which is absolutely fucking insane to me. I cannot believe it. And it's the best.
Yeah.
Very good decision.
Why don't you thank every single one of your fans who got you that Ferrari?
Amy, Adam, Marcus, Luke. No, but thank you to everybody who helped me get that car. That was dope.
Yeah, that was fun. You talked them down. You got the price down.
I got the price down.
Yeah, that we took 3 hours.
So you know what happened, right?
What?
Okay, remember when we were negotiating for the Ferrari? So the price was originally at $240, and I called my car guy. I have this like car guy who helps me with everything, and I was like, "What? It's at $240. Should I get it? What do I do?" And he's like, "No, get that car down to at least $230. At least it's not worth that." And And I'm like, okay, fine. So I go back to the guy. I put on my best poker face. And after 20, 30 minutes of talking and telling him there's no way I can get the car unless it's at least 2:30, he goes, okay, fine. So now it's at 2:30. I call my car guy, and he goes, dude, forget what I said. Don't get that fucking car. Get out of there. I don't care if it's 2:30. Get the fuck out. Don't buy that car. It's so overpriced. No fucking way. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, if that car's not at least 215, it is not worth the money. It is a piece of shit. Way too overpriced. Do not get it. Get out of there. And like, I'm already ready to get this car because like I have my fucking heart set on it. So yeah. I'm like, dude, please don't say this right now. I just really want to get the car. And he's like, buddy, trust me. You do not want it for that price. Get out of there. Leave. And like I'm talking to him for like 15 minutes on the phone, and the guy I'm negotiating with is watching me talk to him. So he sees that I'm just like completely just like distraught by what my car guy is telling me. So I go to the guy and I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but I can't do it. Like I can't do it unless it's at like 2:15. And the guy just goes, okay, fine, 2:15.
Wow.
And we shook on it, and I call the guy back. I call my car guy back, and I'm like, dude, don't be mad. Don't be mad, but I bought the car, but I got it for 2:15, and he goes, oh, I didn't care if you bought it for 2:30. That was a good price. I was just trying to get you to talk it down.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
so he never told me that.
No, he never. So he was like getting in my head, and like trying to fuck with me to not buy it just so I would get the price down lower.
Oh wow!
And
I did.
So
it
he was worked. Like, yeah. So he was like, oh yeah, you should have bought that at 2:30. That was a good deal, but I knew you could get it down even lower.
Oh,
so
wow.
I told you not to get it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. This next segment of the podcast is called Joe Cini-Winnie Podcast. It's where we give our editor friend Joe 25 seconds to say and do whatever he wants in return for editing our podcast. So, action. Joe Cini-Winnie
Podcast. Joe. It was 3 seconds
it's
to go to the
six
fridge.
6 seconds because he ran to the kitchen
Joe
for some odd
the
reason.
Kitchen now.
We're at about
he's pulling
10
out.
Seconds.
Guys, Joe just brought out a plate of vegetables, which none of you guys can see, so I don't even know why he's doing it. Because it's an audio podcast, but there are vegetables here.
Crudite.
Hello, weenies. What's up? Today we have a very special teeny weeny lunch party podcast, and I have a platter. I have carrots and peppers and cucumbers, but this is for a friends only lunch party.
Oh, you fucking dick!
So unfortunately,
that's all the time we have.
He had a food platter.
Am I a friend?
Yeah, he had a food. David, get that back.
Did you tell Joe you weren't his friend? You yeah. piece of crap.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it, old man?
David, say that you're my friend and then you can have some more.
No.
He said no, but he can still have some.
I want to eat this so badly, but we're doing an audio podcast and I don't know if the crunching is... David doesn't care.
I fucking hate the Teeny Weeny podcast.
Pretty good, though.
That was pretty good. Joe, you can come back next week.
Hey! Did you ever, like... want to like have sex with any of your friends' moms?
No.
Did you ever have like?
Yes. yeah, one of them.
And what about a teacher? Did you ever want to have sex with a teacher?
Yeah, of course.
And then, did you ever have flirty moments? Moments that
with
no,
teachers? Yes, 100%.
Moments that no one else. I think we've talked about this, but with the mom, did you ever have that?
No, never. It was a mom that I never even really spoke to. I just knew of her because a lot of people wanted to sleep with her.
Oh, people would talk about it.
Yeah, she's like the hottest mom ever.
Did the kid know that you guys talked about it?
Yeah.
Would you tease him like,
no, not
your
at
mom's
all.
So hot?
No, it was a girl. And she was totally for people wanting to fuck her mom. She's like, yeah, my mom's hot. She's like one of those situations. Why? What was your situation? People wanted to have sex with your mom?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You just look like the kind of person that would want to fuck someone's mom.
Oh, yeah? That never happened to you? Because you used to say, you said your mom used to be really attractive when she was younger.
Yeah, my mom's very attractive.
Did you ever run?
I mean, I don't know. My friends never shared that with me.
They never, no?
My mom did everything for me. My mom would drive all my friends around and stuff. But then once we got licenses, we didn't need her anymore. So we gave her the boot.
But no, I never had sex with a mom.
Oh, nice. You got any big trips coming up? You got any big trips coming up, Dave?
No, I'm no
You're
big
a world
trip.
Traveler. You go all over. David goes to two fucking places. Chicago.
And New York.
And L.A.
Chicago.
You don't even go to New York that much.
Yeah, you're right.
David, we could go anywhere for the vlog. We could go anywhere for our jobs. And David, he won't go anywhere. Let's go to Austin this weekend.
We can't go to a different place. Austin?
Yeah. Let's go see some live music. There's all kinds of people out there being drunk. You can film them and I'll go in and see some live music. Like, I don't understand you.
I hate when you talk like this. You talk like you want to relax. But then when we get to a place, you know damn well that you hate relaxing.
No, I hate going to your fucking hometown 17 times with the only exciting thing is the goddamn really? Starbucks inside the Target.
So you agree. It's exciting.
No, it's not. I'm done with your town. I'm done with the fucking mayor. I'm done with the fucking...
You haven't met the mayor, everybody? Asshole. If you met him, you'd understand why I have such a fucking...
Who's the mayor? You don't even know the mayor.
John Winston.
You made that up.
Yes, I did.
That's the name you use anytime you don't know the name of somebody.
That is not true. Ask my therapist.
What's his name?
John Winston.
But I don't understand. We can go anywhere. Like, why don't you mix it up? You can't go out of the country. Okay, fine. I'll accept that. But like, let's go to Portland. Let's go to San Diego.
Sure. If you give me a place to go, I'll go.
I texted you this morning. Someone
asked me to go to the Grand Canyon the other day.
Yeah.
That's cool. Right?
Yeah.
But it's just a giant hole. Like, so I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go. And then
the Grand Canyon is spectacular.
I guess.
It's, when you see it, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's unbelievable.
I believe it.
Let's go camping.
Whoa.
Sorry. You're right. That's a terrible idea. You and me camping is awful.
Camping would be tough.
I would do it.
You fucking thrive there. No one has a shower. Everyone's an equal, finally. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Well, my friends were reading this ad. Carly and Bruce were reading this
for their
podcast. And instead of saying you can buy and sell stocks, Bruce goes, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell socks. He said socks, but they ended up cutting it out. Anyway, while other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fee, so you can trade stocks and keep all your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. Dude, reading is so fucking tough for me. I don't know what it is. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a dumbass.
Too easy. Listen, you shouldn't say stuff like that. You shouldn't put me down when I'm reading this ad.
When I've been working so hard at Mathnasium each week.
View's easy to understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Guys, Robinhood is the best place to start when you're starting. Robinhood is giving listeners of Views with David Dobrik and Jason Ash a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at views.robinhood.com. Again, that's views.robinhood.com. Thank you, Robinhood, for being a sponsor. I was watching a Kim Kardashian interview the other day, and she was talking about how a brand came to her and they asked her to post for their clothing for $1 million, one Instagram post.
Wow.
Which is kind of around what you get paid. Mm-hmm. So you know how to relate to the story.
Totally.
But the brand, they were known for ripping off Yeezys, which Yeezy is owned by Kanye. That's his brand. So she went to Kanye because she's married to him. Right. And she was like, hey, this brand wants me to post. It's $1 million. I know you may not want me to. So I just wanted to see what you thought. And Kanye was like, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't post because they do rip off my clothing. Right. So I wouldn't like that.
Dare they go to her?
Yeah.
That's so odd.
It is weird.
That'd be like if like I stole your vlogs and then offered Natalie money.
Yeah. So then she goes back to the brand. She says she's not doing it. And then Mother's Day comes around and she said Kanye surprised her with a Mother's Day card. And in the card was a check for $1 million with like a note that said, thank you for believing in me. And behind the check was a contract for her to be an owner of Yeezy.
Oh, wow.
Pretty fucking dope.
Oh, yeah. You like that, huh?
Why?
It's like you love business and love.
Yeah. It's the best combination of business and love. That's genuine. That story made me tear up.
It did?
Yeah.
And I was crying about my kids.
Yeah.
A little while ago.
Yeah. So there we go. We're both emotional. I'm emotional for Kim and Kanye. You're emotional for your own children.
Yeah, you have no feeling for your friend who you see every day, but these two celebrities who you don't know.
Sure.
You're crying for them.
Yeah. Well,
wonderful.
One just hits harder.
Well, you need to go see a therapist. You know what pisses me off?
What?
I see this all the time in LA. Car collectors.
Great.
Right?
They piss you off?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a 1957 Cadillac. I'm going to take it out on a Saturday. Guess fucking what? You get into a traffic jam on a Saturday. Plugged up, 20 minutes. Why is there traffic on a Saturday? There shouldn't be a lot of cars on the road. Guess why? The fucking car collector who decided to take out his fucking 59 olds is broken down in the middle of the road.
There you go again.
Pissed.
You just always need to find something to be angry at.
Oh.
You cannot be a happy guy.
I hate this
front. When's the last time?
I hate this front.
When's the last time you were genuinely happy?
I'll tell you something.
Please.
Before I walked in here, and I'll tell you something else. The people out there, no, don't fucking block me. No, that's where my volleyball cut
is. I'm trying to stretch my leg.
This is where my volleyball cut is. Listen to me. You are so full of shit.
Hey, how's the new app you came out with, dumbass?
Here's some bugs.
Yeah, there are some bugs. Jason gave me his new app to play.
It's not out yet.
I know, but you gave it to me. He's like, check it out. I think we're done. And it was fucking impossible to play. It didn't work.
It doesn't work on iPhone 10 yet. But on the 6, it's great.
It's a brand new app. You're making it for older phones. But that's all the time we have for today's podcast.
Sorry, it's your part.
Go, you can take it.
Hey, that's all the time we have for the Views podcast. I'm Jason Nash.
I'm David Dobrik.
And we're just having fun here. And David, I love you, man. I know sometimes we go at it here on the podcast.
It's all for show. We're entertainers. We're like Hulk Hogan and The Rock fighting it off in the ring.
Except we do it from your living room.
And neither of us
looks really
are in any good shape.
No.
Makes sense. Well. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Remember, what did I say?
Take a shower.
Yes. And?
Don't come crying to you with my problems.
Bingo. I was going to say, don't call me. But yeah.
That too.
All right. I'll see you guys.
I love you.
What?
I'm sorry.
My name's Jeff. Bye.